Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the DoubleTree Hilton in Tarrytown, New York, for Westchester Magazine's annual Women and Business Awards. We are being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Accorda Therapeutics, life. Science. Well, as I said, I'm here for the Women in Business Awards. It's always an exciting event, celebrating the best and the brightest in our area, the top executives, entrepreneurs, government, and nonprofit leaders. And it's just truly inspiring to be amongst all these incredible women who do so much in the community. My first guest today is Philomena Finelli. She is the CEO and founder of Impact PR and Communications in Poughkeepsie, also being nominated or awarded in December because for the Hudson Valley region, correct?
Yes, that's correct. I'm being honored by Hudson Valley Magazine, which is Westchester Magazine and 914 Inc.'s sister publication, as one of its women in business, a little further up the line in the other part of the Hudson Valley. So
wonderful. Congratulations
to
you.
Thank you.
Tell me, what's the criteria, more or less? I mean, I know obviously you have to be successful, you have to be in business, but what are they looking for when Westchester Magazine goes on the hunt to find the best and the brightest? What is it that they're looking for and they saw in you that they nominated you?
Well, they saw it in me and they saw it in a lot of other women in our community. I'm fortunate that there's so many women who are brave in leadership, really set the pace for the generations behind them and forward and advance others in the community.
So, but what was it exactly? They look for success in profitability or in the community outreach? Tell me more.
Yeah, I think in my case, for sure, and I think in some of the others, a high level of growth, expansion, and commitment to forwarding women and to doing well in the community, to creating that positive impact.
That's wonderful. So tell me a little bit about your business, the communications and PR in Poughkeepsie, Impact Communication. Yeah.
We have a strategic public relations and communications firm in the Hudson Valley. We serve clients in Dutchess County, but also here in Westchester County, into New York City and beyond, from a variety of sectors. And we'll be in business 5 years by early April and have had a tremendous growth path. And yeah.
How many people do you have working with you?
We're 6 people plus subcontractors and interns and rapidly, rapidly growing.
That's fantastic.
Thanks.
Wonderful. Now, you came today simply because you wanted to support other women here in Westchester, even though you're in the Hudson Valley area, right?
Yes, that's true. I was invited by my friend Jamie and Parati from Professional Women of Westchester and Professional Women of Putnam, and I jumped at the chance to be here to celebrate other women in our community who are showing leadership and forward thinking.
It's right. It's inspiring, isn't it?
It is. It's contagious, so I want to catch more of that.
Absolutely. Good way to put it. Philomena Finelli, CEO and founder of Impact PR and Communications in Poughkeepsie. Congratulations on your nomination for the Hudson Valley.
Thank you so much, and congrats to all the women being recognized today. I'm so proud of you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Well said. Women in Business Awards here at the DoubleTree Hilton in Tarrytown, New York. And we've got a lot of women to talk to today, people who are truly changing the face of business and success in our community here. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live this morning from the DoubleTree Hilton in Tarrytown, New York, for the annual Women in Business Awards for Westchester Magazine. Very exciting. We're being produced, as always, by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Home Healthcare and Rehabilitative Care, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Faceless Remodeling featuring Fine Paints of Europe and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. Well, how about professional responsibility? Women in business is very big. We live in a community right outside of New York City, which is truly the capital of the universe for all things in business, but women are really in the forefront right now, especially in Westchester County. And it's really so inspiring and exciting to see so many incredible women in one place. They're being honored tonight. 19 top executives, entrepreneurs, government and nonprofit leaders today being awarded for their business prowess. And right now I'm speaking with one of them, Margaret Minichini, if I'm saying that correctly, the executive director at Atria Senior Living in Rybrook. Margaret, thank you so much. Now, I know you're not nominated today, but you're such a high-profile businesswoman in Westchester County, and you're here also sponsoring the event today.
That's right. We're very much involved with the women in business because many of the women, you know, with the services that we offer as Atria Senior Living are there to help support women. Women do bear a lot of the brunt in taking care of family members, and we're there to help make that an easier transition for them and recognize that as women in business, we do wind up doing many of the tasks that have to do with not only our businesses, but our families as well.
It's very, very true. It never changes, does it? From time and millennium, it's really women, you know, raising the children and going out now to work, obviously, and then later on caring for aging parents. It's what we do.
Right, and a lot of it is, you know, women are really squeezed in that generation when they're out working. They may have their own children that they're caring for or their own children that they're looking out for, as well as now caring for parents. And so we're there to at least take care of the parent part of it, where we can be sure that people are in a safe place, where we promote their independence, where they have a number of activities available to them and different social support system around them, and they're not just home alone, you know, hoping for somebody to come home and spend some time with them.
It's wonderful. I think that is something that, you know, we could all really hope for at some point in time when it comes to that point, that we could be in such a robust community and being taken care of in such a great way. What are some of the other attributes of Atria Senior Living that you really espouse and are very, you know, proud of?
So one of the things that I find, I've been working in senior living for a number of years now, and one of the things that I find is really fabulous about it is that it does have a support of social activities around it that allow people an opportunity to walk outside their apartment, outside their door, and still be involved with people, have good nutritious meals, have transportation provided. Being alone and isolated is one of the largest factors in declining in as you're aging, and so it's a better way of aging. It provides you with, takes away a lot of the concerns that you might have living alone, whereas now you've got a number of things that you can still stay involved with. You can still be as active as you were previously.
Yes.
Whether it's socially, whether it's getting that transportation. One of the first things that happens to people is they stop driving at night.
Right.
And their world starts to get smaller. And we really are there to help them stay engaged outside of the community, not just within our own walls, but we also do things that go outside and get involved with Rotary Club, with a lot of the different organizations in the area.
What are some of the social activities that you're offering at Atria?
So It can be anything that a resident is interested in. We do a number of things where you can be as active as you want. We have people who lead lecture groups. I have a group of residents who we provide materials to, and they read up and they hold discussion groups with each other on that. They like to look at TED Talks. They get involved with lecturers that we have coming in. We have entertainment coming in. There's a movie theater in the community. So any number of things that people like to do. And I've actually had residents who will come in. We have art classes and jewelry design and things that they've never had an opportunity to pursue before. They now have the time, and it's right there for them to go ahead and take advantage of doing that. We had a woman who moved in when she was 93 years old. And had never taken an art class before, but started our art classes. And
my
3 years later, she was a finalist in an art competition that we had.
That
nationwide.
Is incredible.
So it's just, it gives everyone an opportunity to just really explore things that they never had that chance to do before.
Absolutely. It's just incredible. How old do you, is there an age that you have to be in order to qualify?
Well, it's only 55. So I have residents from ages of 59 to my two oldest residents are 103 years old. So
oh my goodness, that is just amazing.
It's really fun and inspiring to work with them, and so many interesting lives that we all have the benefit of learning about and benefiting from.
Atria sounds like an incredible community and an incredible institution with programs that are really life-affirming. Thank you, Margaret McKinney.
Thank you
Minikini,
for having
I'm sorry.
Here.
Thank
yeah.
you so much.
Thank
it's
you.
Wonderful to meet you today. And once again, at Women in Business Awards here in the Tarrytown DoubleTree Hilton, 19 top executives, entrepreneurs, government and nonprofit leaders, all being honored today for their contribution to business, to the community at large. It's exciting, and we're here as part of Westchester Magazine's beautiful event that they put on all the time, every year. So I'm Laura Smith. We'll be back with more Women in Business.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A delicious fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements of Portchester. Your choice of an event game from PM Amusements. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo!
Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered. We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the DoubleTree Hilton in Tarrytown, New York, for the annual Women in Business Awards. We're being brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, also Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years, J.P. McHale Pest Management, residential and commercial abatement, Michael Labriola Incorporated, their last name is the first name in landscape, and Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills and new pool expansion. We're being produced by Shark Creative. I am very excited. You can hear the buzz in the background. There's a lot of excitement this morning. It's the annual Women in Business Awards. Top executive, 19 of them, top executives, entrepreneurs, people who work for nonprofits and government as well. They're being honored here today, which is really, it's so important and it's so exciting. And so Westchester Magazine is the one that sponsors this event, and we just love their magazine. I think they have to be, you know, magazines, people say, oh, there's no magazines anymore.
That's
it's all
right.
digital. But you know what? Westchester Magazine and, well, which is the Today Media, they produce the finest, most beautiful hard copy magazines with the most beautiful articles and pictures. It's really top notch. I'm excited to have Cindy Ivor here. She's the advertising sales rep for Today Media. And so thank you for being today as part of this exciting event today. You buy or bring sponsorships to the table. You sell and you get people to join. But people want to because this is still the most dynamic publication and series of publications. 914 Inc., the one that's got the incredible women on the front blazing it today. Is it easy to sell advertising in this day and age? Or has everything gone to digital media like they're saying? Or no, you're still finding a lot of success with your publications?
Well, I'll say that it's never been easy to sell advertising. It is a very digital, it's a very difficult landscape. People are advertising online. However, Today Media, as you said, publishes fantastic magazines, and people that live here and work here want to know what's going on in their community. And people still like to hold a magazine.
It's true.
It's a fantastic opportunity for our clients to create brand awareness.
Yes.
And generate excitement. And what we do in our sales department is we like to help our marketers with their plan, and it can encompass print, digital, and these events. All the sponsors here, there was somebody here that sold them a sponsorship and assisted them with this event. It may have included an ad in 914 Inc., and this is a great opportunity for our clients to engage with the community. So this Women in Business event is one of our best. It is part of 914 Inc., which is our quarterly business lifestyle magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so many people don't realize how many businesses there are in Westchester, not just small.
It's incredible.
Business, but there are huge corporations here. So when I work with media planners in the city,
yes,
I have to remind them Heineken is here, Avon is here, IBM is here. There are so many big corporations.
So many, absolutely. I moved to Westchester because my dad worked for Combe Incorporated, which is in Westchester, and it was known as the that area of Westchester Avenue, which is known as, is it the Miracle Mile?
It's like the Miracle Mile.
Yeah, and it truly is incredible. And here we are, right outside of Manhattan, and everyone thinks that really Manhattan is it. No, it's absolutely
right
up north here. There's so much going on. It's as robust, as exciting, as successful, and rich as well. So today, there's a lot of different women being honored,
right.
And you as a woman in business as well. How do you feel that the landscape of business for women has changed in your tenure?
Well, I actually joined Westchester Magazine right at its inception. I had given birth to my second child, and I was working in the city in ad sales, and I saw this magazine, and I thought, I got to work for this magazine, and I called Ralph Martinelli. We met, and he hired me. I then became an independent rep and worked from home, but he really afforded me the opportunity to raise my kids and be productive and help support my family, and I've really become an integral part of the community and the company, and I'm really honored to have been able to do that.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
That's a great story, and you know that so many women here are also kind of learning those ropes as well, raising kids, working successfully in business all at the same time. It helps to have partners or bosses that really understand
exactly
the dynamic of what that's all about. But you've just, so how many years now are you with Now Media?
Going on 18.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Do you live
going
in Westchester?
I do. I'm born and bred, both my husband and I. Born and bred. That baby is now a freshman in college.
Yep.
So it's been great. And, you know, we continue to launch new products to help our clients navigate the shifting media landscape. And so it's everything from print to digital to an event like today.
Which is all very dynamic. Right. They're all important, and they all mean something. Well, you are truly a maven
Thank
in the
you.
Business. Congratulations you. On your success all of these years, Cindy
Thank
Ivor.
You.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
and
for having
yes,
me.
Yes, it's an incredible event today, honoring the women in business who are really, truly making a difference, and that comes in the form of executives, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, even people who work for the government as well. Women in Business, sponsored by Westchester Magazine, today at the DoubleTree Hilton in Tarrytown. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today at the DoubleTree Hilton in Tarrytown, New York, for the annual Women in Business Awards put on by Westchester Magazine. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. Well, this year is, like the others, extremely exciting, and as you can hear in the background, full of excited women and men.
Yes.
That have been nominated and are also supporting the event today. There's also a lot of sponsors. This is picking women, nominating women each year, which I'm sure is hard to do, to get the number down to 19 in Westchester. But 19 entrepreneurs, government officials, also nonprofit leaders. It's really an incredible day of celebration for all that women do in business in our fantastic, robust county. My guest right now is Stacey Cohen. She is the CEO of Co-Communications, Inc. They have an office in White Plains, one in Hartford, and New York City. Welcome, Stacey.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yes, so you're not being nominated, you said, but that's okay because it's just incredible to be a part of this. Why did you come today?
I come every year to support this event. It's an amazing event. I actually was nominated and won the very first year, which is probably about 8 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. So you were nominated.
Yes.
Now, were you at the time CEO of Co-Communications, Inc. at that time?
Yes.
So you've been with the company that long. Tell us about your company.
Sure.
What do you do?
Well, I actually founded it in 1998.
Wow.
So it's 20 years young, and we provide full service public relations and marketing services to small, mid-sized businesses as well as nonprofits.
I see. And how many people are in the business?
14.
14. You mentioned before we started talking and together just now just how it makes you happy to see so many men
yes.
here at this event. It's not just about women and for women, but it includes the men that support the women. Yeah,
it's great to see so many men who have come out and supporting their business colleagues and just the general Westchester community.
Absolutely. I mean, there are so many powerful women, and I think it's probably hard for the magazine to choose just 19. There must be hundreds and hundreds that are eligible and successful enough to be awarded. But
Without a doubt, and there's so many different sectors within Westchester. As you said, there's government, there's education, healthcare, professional services, and a lot of women business owners as well.
Yeah, absolutely. What is it like for you in the millennium to be the head of a company like this as a female? Have you seen the landscape change over the years, or has it always been the same for you?
That is a great question.
First of all, you cannot be standing still for very long at all. And I'd probably have to say that public relations itself has changed more in the last 6 years than in the 25 years that I've been in business.
Is that with the advent of social media, do you think, or digital? What is it that makes that so?
Absolutely, social media plays a big part, but it's really become a multi-channel environment, and how you reach your target audience can differ depending on the industry that you're in or the target audience that you're trying to reach. I mean, for example, in the early days, we did a lot of print, but print will not reach millennials. I mean, they very rarely will open up a magazine or a newspaper. So, you know, a lot of the efforts have been pushed online.
I told someone that I was speaking with earlier that it's true that magazines don't seem to be what used to be. However, Westchester Magazine, Now Media, really does something right. They really continue to make such high-quality hardcover, you know,
yes.
These are really, truly the magazines that if you are going to pick one up,
absolutely.
I know,
and
as a Westchester resident.
I read these like from cover to cover.
Yes.
But they've also been so smart in developing their digital assets.
Right.
And so the companies that are doing well and reaching their target audiences have, a healthy mix of digital and also traditional.
Yes, absolutely. So what's next on the horizon for Co-Communications
what's
Inc.?
What's next? Well, one exciting thing I'd like to share with you, because it's a recent occurrence, one of the campaigns that we worked on is now fully visible. We worked on the 18-month campaign of rebuilding the Tappan Zee Bridge, which is now the Governor Cuomo Bridge.
It will always be the Tappan Zee. I'm sorry. That name is so iconic. It was a Dutch name and a Native American
yes.
name. I think
yes.
I personally will always yeah. refer to it as the Tappan Zee.
I think it's going to be difficult for all of us, but it's just magnificent.
But it is absolutely
yeah.
beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It when I go across it, I just feel like I'm part of the future. And
yes.
It's
yeah,
yeah.
It is. It's very futuristic. But yet, it also has very traditional
yes,
components.
It's ours.
Yeah, it is ours.
For
Westchester
and
Rockwell. We can't trade it in now.
Yes, exactly. Well, Stacey Cohen, a pleasure talking with you today.
A pleasure speaking with
you. And congratulations on your 20-year anniversary.
Thank you so much.
For Co-Communications Inc.
Thank you. A pleasure.
It really is. Stacey is just an example of the type of high-powered business executives that are here today being honored, and also people from the nonprofit sector, people from the government as well. It's an incredible event that Westchester Magazine does on a yearly basis to highlight and nominate women in business that are truly remarkable. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from the Doubletree Hilton in Tarrytown, New York, for the annual Women in Business Awards put on by Westchester Magazine. We are being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. It is really an honor to be here today, especially when we have an honoree who's going to be speaking with us, someone who's been chosen today as one of the 19 entrepreneurs, leaders of nonprofits, government employees. I mean, there are so many exciting women that are here in the house today, but I'm really thrilled to have Alana Sweeney. She is the president and CEO of the United Way for Westchester and Putnam Counties. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here today.
Really, truly, amongst so many dynamic and successful women. I mean, there's really, there's so many other words to say what they are, but yeah.
I'm actually feeling very humbled because as I go to work each day in the two counties, I look around and there are so very many women who contribute so much to the community, who are superstars.
Superstars, yes, as you are. The United Way being such an incredible organization. How long have you been president and CEO?
I've been president and CEO for just about 5 years.
Okay.
I had come out of retirement, believe it or not, to do this.
That's how.
And I'm having a lot of fun. We're getting a lot of great things done in the community. We have actually just tonight, there's a movie coming out called Instant Family. And if you go to the movie theater, you will see a promo for our foster care campaign. We're trying to get parents to become foster parents.
Yes.
There's a crying need, especially for babies, teenagers, and children with special needs. So
yes.
If anyone out there listening is interested in being a foster parent, they should just pick up the phone and dial 211.
I have always, always been so incredibly interested in that topic, and it's so important, and it's wonderful that that's a huge initiative. We'll be looking for it. Instant Family.
Instant Family, and it will be just a little promo just before the movie starts. We're promoting on social media, so look out there for United Way of Westchester and Putnam for our Kids Be Kids campaign, and think about being a foster parent.
Yes.
We've been doing a lot of great things in the
you
community.
You have. And people, how can they find you and get involved? What is the website?
Our website is UWWP.org for United Way Westchester Putnam.org.
Okay, UWWP.org. Alana Sweeney, congratulations.
Thank you so
much.
Go
get your award, and thank you for all you do. And really, it's far and wide.
It was good being with you today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here today. My honoree right now, Alana Sweeney, CEO and President of United Way of Westchester and Putnam, where there's awards being given out today for Women in Business by Westchester Magazine, an incredible event with incredible women. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at SkylineGenesis.com.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the Doubletree Hilton in Tarrytown, New York. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Robeson. And Accorda Therapeutics. Well, I'm excited to be here today, actually inspired to be here today, for what is the annual award ceremony for women in business. And women in business is not just any women in business, it's people that are being honored by Westchester Magazine's 914 Inc., a fantastic magazine. It is such a great, great publication. And I'm very happy to be talking with the executive editor, Amy Partridge, right now. Congratulations. First of all, this is such an incredible event. It's inspiring. It's informative.
And I'm assuming that it gets bigger and bigger every year. This is quite a crowd you have here today.
Yes, thank you. It does. This is the eighth year, which is really hard to believe. And it does seem to get bigger and more impressive and every year. We had some weather concerns this year, but everyone is here.
Yes.
So we're happy about that. And I do believe we have about 450 attendees. So, yeah, it's a
That's incredible.
Great crowd.
The magazines, Now Media, honestly creates the finest publications. And, you know, in a day and age when everyone says, oh, magazines are dead and everything's digital, it's not true. Right. Not in Westchester anyway, and Putnam and the Hudson Valley. Your magazines are so dynamic, so beautifully well-written. I mean, it sounds silly to say, but the pictures are great. Like, everything about it is top shelf, high quality, and this honoring of women in business is just an example of the fine work that you guys do with the magazine.
Thank
so
you.
Thank you for
thank
that.
You. Yeah. It's a labor yes. of love, so we're happy to hear all of the
How do you choose these particular women? I mean, I'm sure it's hard. There must be hundreds and
hard.
Hundreds.
It is, yeah. We usually get about between 150 and 200 nominations. It's a very popular, very competitive field, and we vet every candidate thoroughly and carefully.
Yes.
And we sort of look for a mix. It's not like a scientific formula. You have to have done this many things. We look for a mix of different industries, different roles that the women play. They have to have demonstrated consistent success
yes.
and achievement and be excellent leaders, team builders. A lot of the women are involved in mentoring the next generation of leaders. They are on nonprofit boards and corporate boards. You know, they're real movers and shakers.
Yes.
And then we look for a nice mix. So we don't want, 19 corporate executives at a Fortune 500 company. We want to have some entrepreneurs and
sure.
some smaller businesses, some nonprofit leaders. So it really is a nice cross-section of Westchester.
Truly is. It's,
yeah.
it's interesting. I mean, you really get to learn so much about fellow sisters,
yes.
who are doing so much. But like you said, not just in one category or one genre. It's really across the board, so many different. Like I just spoke to Alana Sweeney from
yeah.
the United Way. I mean, you think of the outreach, the kind of work that they do historically in the world, let alone our community. And then you've got, like you said, here in Westchester, we've got the Fortune 500s.
Right.
It's like New York City in that sense. But
yeah.
there's also small businesses that are being started by women 20 years ago. And so, it's thrilling. And you're one yourself.
Well, thank you.
How long have you been in the magazine business?
I've been in the business for a long time, 20 plus years. I've been with Westchester Magazine almost 5 years now. And so this, I think, is my fifth time here hosting the Women in Business. And it's always inspiring.
Yes.
I have a young daughter at home. I like to share with her,
yes.
what these women are doing and inspire her for the future. And I'm really just here to tell their stories. You know, they're the stars, and we're always humbled by the reception that we get and the appreciation from the women in the article and from the business community. So it's really great to see. It's a wonderful, positive event for
Absolutely
everyone
positive.
Yeah.
One final thing. So what do you attribute your success at 914 Inc., besides what I said, gushed
right.
about the pictures and the great stories and stuff like that? That's
yeah.
not very erudite, but what would you say?
I mean, I think one of the things that we're lucky with is being a community-based publication. You mentioned all of the change in the media and the competition and how challenging it is to succeed. But local media is still sort of strong because people have that intimate connection. They may not care what's happening, in fashion in Paris, but they want to know what's going on in their backyard.
So true.
And so we provide the content, I think, that people are looking for, that they're interested in, that they can relate to, that they get excited about. And then we work really hard. We check every word. We check every fact. We use the best photographers and the best staff, and it's passion. We're all passionate media people, and hopefully that shows.
Absolutely. It
yeah.
absolutely shows,
Good.
And I'm sure you will be here long after everyone says, and every type of media has changed a bit. 914 Inc., Westchester Magazine, Now Media will still be doing what they do best.
So.
And so it's exciting talking to you today,
Thank
Amy
you.
Partridge, executive editor of
me.
914 Inc., the magazine that has... It's chock full of incredible women doing incredible things in Westchester County. Women in Business, the 8th annual awards for awarding women who, across all sectors of government, nonprofit, entrepreneurs, and business itself. It's really exciting to be here today. It's an honor to see all these honorees. And we are at DoubleTree in Tarrytown for the Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to the second hour here as Westchester Talk Radio is live from the DoubleTree Hotel here in Tarrytown for the 914 Inc. Magazine's Women in Business Awards, as it's happening again this year. My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your host for this second half, along with my good buddy, the mix master, Maddie the K. McCain, our great engineer. Thanks to my good friend, Laura Smith. What a great first hour she did. And we want to let you know, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester. Your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Acorda Therapeutics.
Life, science.
Right it is, Matt. Now, don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store of Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can always follow us on Instagram. There you'll find us at Andrew C. Sharp. What a great turnout we have here at the DoubleTree Hotel here in Tarrytown for this annual Women in Business Awards. Again, it's hosted by 914 Inc. Magazine. That's part of Westchester Magazine. They're honoring 19 people in all. And we have as one of our next guests, she actually dressed two of our nominees today. She'll talk to us more about that. We have Kendra Porter, and she is with Bloomingdale's in White Plains, and she is a personal shopper there. Good to have you with us, Kendra.
Thank you. It's good to be here. You know, I think this is an amazing event. To have women in our community that are celebrated for what they've done and to see where they've come from is an amazing story as well.
Now, you haven't been here for a while, but you've been at this event before, you said?
I have. I came a number of years ago, so I also own my own business as well. And so it was really about celebrating a lot of the women who were here and celebrating their starts as new business owners.
So tell us what you do as a personal shopper. What exactly is your role there?
So my role at Bloomingdale's is to service all of our customers and to provide everything that they need for their lifestyle. So whether it is, you know, wardrobing as the women that we've done today, whether we're going into the holidays and we're looking at shopping for Christmas gifts, Hanukkah gifts, corporate gifts as well. You know, a lot of people are short on time, don't necessarily always know what to get for that perfect person. So really being able to provide them the options and the ease of personally buying and making something a special gift for that person.
You must have a wide range of clientele here in Westchester that you work with, right?
I do. And it really is, we work with corporate gifts, and then we work on a personal level as well. So for the individual and then for the gifting.
And how many years have you been doing this?
So I've been with Bloomingdale's just 2 months, but I've been in this business and in this industry for about 7 years. So it's, for me, it was starting with WETC, the Women's Enterprise Development Center, as a image consultant and working with women here in the community and then growing the business.
What's your impressions of this event? I mean, we have women from all different fields, from government to business, nonprofit. They're all represented here today, each one of these honorees, right?
They are, and it's amazing. I was talking to Dawn yesterday, and to hear her start, she was at home with her children and she wanted to get back out into the workforce. And to hear her story, to start as, you know, looking at an administrative assistant position to move all the way up to hospital administration and working with a number of the hospitals in the community is an amazing story.
And really the common theme with each of these nominees or these winners, they're all making a difference.
Yes.
In business, aren't they?
They are. And it is, I think that's the most important part, is that you want to make an impact. You want to figure out what your legacy is going to be.
Sure.
And so I think these women have done that in the community.
Yeah. So tell me what a typical day is like for you as a personal shopper, let's say with a typical client. I mean, what's it particularly like? I mean, what their needs are, where do you go?
You know, I think it really just depends on the person. So it is, I come in the morning, I look at what clients I have coming in, and then really setting out about looking on the floor as to what's new in store, what are the opportunities, what are some of the pieces that we can get for them that are special. You know, I have men who come in looking for anniversary gifts and wedding gifts for jewelry and for tabletop. We have an event coming up, this Saturday, for Home for the Holidays. So we're pairing with Intoxicate, which is Katie Schleins.
Yes, friend of ours.
Yes. So she, you know, we're pairing with her to bring in together our registry, local vendors, local food vendors. So we have Chocolations, we have G&K Foods, and we're pairing that back to our tabletop wear. So looking at, you know, wine with wine glasses, cake plates with pastries. So doing all of that so that we're also building that community as well.
So are weddings the most popular event that you do?
Weddings for me are definitely popular. You know, it's always the bride, the bridal party. But I think it is really about the lifestyle. It's not just one thing. I have women who start with me, and then they bring their husbands, and then they bring their kids, and then it's a referral for their friends. So it really does grow into a group of people who I just truly enjoy working with and building those relationships.
That's really important in any type of business, building those one-on-one relationships, that clientele, that trust factor, if you will, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If anybody wants more information about your services, can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. You can reach me at Bloomingdale's, but you can reach me directly at 914-246-0207. That's 914-246-0207. And the office is on the third floor in Bloomingdale's, so right across from Eileen Fisher. People can just stop by and say hello and make an appointment there as well.
Yeah, it's right around where 287 goes.
Correct.
Down there, right?
In White Plains.
Well, Kendra, it's good to see you. Hope you're having a great time, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Kendra Porter, ladies and gentlemen, personal shopper with Bloomingdale's in White Plains. And we're coming to you live here at the DoubleTree Hotel in Tarrytown. Yes, this is the annual 914 Inc. Women in Business Awards. We're having a great time here. I'm Jim Cleafield, hosting the second half. We're going to take this short break and we'll be back with more of the award show right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live here from the DoubleTree Hotel here in Tarrytown for the annual 914 Inc. Magazine's Women in Business Awards, honoring 19 honorees in all. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for the second half, along with the Mixmaster, Matty the K-Mac K, and as always, the great engineer, my good buddy. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Home Healthcare and Rehabilitative Care, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring Fine Paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. Now I'm pleased to be joined by my very next guest. We have Jack Martinelli, and if that name sounds familiar to you, he is the nephew of Ralph Martinelli, who runs Westchester Magazine. They're part of 914 Inc. Jack, first of all, good to have you with us here today.
Thanks for having me.
And you work in marketing and advertising, you said, right?
That's correct.
Now tell us what your experience is like working with the magazine, and what are your thoughts on this wonderful event that they have each and every year? This is, what, the eighth year they've done this?
Yes. Yeah, it's great working for the magazine, and these events nowadays, we have over 15 throughout the year. They're all wonderful, and this Women in Business event is a really feel-good event, and we get about 400 people together, and we celebrate these 19 honorees.
All of these events are special in their own way, but what makes this extra special here today?
This one's a little bit different because it's during the day. Most of our events are at night, but this one, it's a great networking opportunity, and these women really take pride in coming together and celebrating the 19 honorees who were selected as women in business.
And they come from all different fields: government, nonprofit, business. I mean, they're all represented here today. A real great cross section of business women who really make a difference.
That's right. Yeah, we have business owners, we have senior level executives, we have people in the government, we have leaders of nonprofits. It's definitely a wide range of honorees.
Well, let's follow up on what's going on with the magazine. Any brand new news that you'd like to share with us today?
Yeah, everything is going great. We're looking to finish 2018 strong. It's been a great year. We're all excited for the annual Wine and Food Festival, which will be here before we know it. And I also want to take this time, because I see your picture right in front of me, to congratulate my good friend, Cherise, who she's actually the first woman profiled, and we've become good friends the past couple of years. So I want to congratulate Cherise on her honoree today.
I want to ask how these nominees are selected, what the process is for those who may not be familiar with that.
Yeah, so we have a great editorial team upstairs in our building, and several of them get together and they go through the many nominations, the hundreds of nominations that they receive, and they really, you know, put their heads together and pick out 19 of them. And it's actually become extremely competitive, because I knew quite a few people that were nominated this year that, unfortunately it didn't happen, and we're going to hope it happens another year. But it's extremely competitive. And I mean, the one thing is, you can only win one time. Once you win, you're not going to win again. So they're able to kind of mix and match throughout the years.
And again, there's so many nominees that you start with, that pool of nominees, and somehow you have to narrow it down one way or the other.
Exactly.
That's not easy for
anybody. Very competitive.
It really is. Because you're trying, I mean, with the criteria you have to look at.
Exactly.
Who stands out, et cetera, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, how does one enter the contest?
So you go online, and there's a few months of voting, and you go online and, westchestermagazine.com/914inc, and that's where the nomination link is. So, they sift through all those, and they really put their heads together and pick out the best 19 of them.
Is this like a whole year-long process here?
It's probably about half the year. It's a few months out of the year. It's not the entire year.
It is, but at least half the year you're trying to narrow down that field.
And, I mean, nominations are coming in, and they come out with a good group.
They really are. I mean, the names may change, but I mean, they're all special in their own way, and you know, they're here for a reason, of being one of these honorees, because they made a difference in business. Well, again, you work for a nonprofit or a government agency.
That's right. And this afternoon we celebrate.
We do. Well, Jack Martinelli, it is great to see you, my friend, and best of luck to your uncle as well in the magazine, and I'm sure we'll see you again down the road.
Thanks a lot.
We appreciate it. Jack Martinelli, ladies and gentlemen, he's the nephew of Ralph Martinelli. Yes, he runs Westchester Magazine, 914 Inc. magazine, part of that, and they're hosting this annual, the 8th annual Women in Business Awards, going on here at the Doubletree Hotel in Tarrytown. That's where we're broadcasting live. My name is Jim Cleefield, hosting you for the second half, along with Mixmaster Matt Cahan, and this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more of the show right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And And welcome back, everybody. We are broadcasting live here from the DoubleTree Hotel here in Tarrytown. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're presenting you the 8th Annual 914 Inc. Magazine's Women in Business Awards going on today. My name is Jim Cleefield, your host for the second half, along with my good buddy, the Mixmaster, Maddie the K-Mac, and as always, the fantastic, fabulous engineer that he is. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, Reverso Associates, J.P. McKell Pest Management, Michael Labriola, Inc., and Salem Golf Club.
Where you have a lush panorama of rolling hills and new pool expansions.
And it is really beautiful up there, by the way. We've been there. It's really great. Well, as I said, we're broadcasting live from the 914 Inc. Women in Business Awards, and we have one of the 19 honorees with us, as a matter of fact. We want to say a big congratulations to Cherise Jervis-Hill. She is president of Events to Remember, and that's located in Mount Kisco, New York. Congratulations, Cherise. Good to see you.
Thank you so much. Great to see you.
What was your reaction when you found out that you were one of the 19 winners today?
OMG.
Really?
I was really excited. You know, I'm usually behind the scenes. Being an event planner, being in PR, we really push to push our clients. So it was really just wonderful to get that recognition. So I was really proud.
I love that title, Events to Remember, because, I mean, let's say when you go to an event, I mean, just, you know, just for fun. I mean, if you're one of the event goers, and you look around and you meet certain people and you just have these wonderful memories. You leave with this big smile on my face. I did such a thing last week. Mm-hmm. So, like, how did you get that title, Events to Remember, and what's the crux of it?
A lot of brainstorming. I really thought about what I want my company to represent. Obviously, events, because that's what we do, but for me, it's more of what are they going to remember? What are they going to take away? You know, people often say, well, events are so expensive and, you know, it's a lot of money to produce an event, but I say it's, think of it as an amazing vacation. It's something that you remember for a lifetime. So that's really what we strive for. We really strive to make sure that the events that we produce for our clients are something that they will remember and cherish.
Well, we talked earlier with Jack Martinelli, who is the nephew of Ralph Martinelli, who runs Westchester Magazine 914 Inc. And I said, how long does the process take to narrow the field to get these winners? He said, it's about a half a year to do that, 6 months. Mm-hmm. What's the process like for you in planning events? How many months ahead do you do that?
For us, ideally, 6 months to a year. Mm-hmm. You know, but there now with just everything is fast forward, you know, with social media and everything else. I mean, we have produced, we've gotten calls. Someone will call and say, I need something for this weekend, or do you have staff? Or so we have, it's really a much shortened time frame, and we make it happen. But ideally, 6 months to a year.
Is your clientele like from the entire Hudson Valley or just Westchester itself?
Westchester, Fairfield County. We have a few New York City clients. So we're really, I would say, more like New York Metro.
All right. Well, we got to go here. But Cherise, again, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for having it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Cherise Jervis-Hill, ladies and gentlemen. Events to Remember president, one of the 19 honorees. We'll be back.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark.